The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. Beet growers have made pretty good planting progress here over the past week. Southern Min Vice President of Agriculture Todd Giselius says the sugar beets are starting to emerge.
Most everything is on its way coming out of the ground. I would say probably looking at half to three quarters of a stand already in most of the fields, with it increasing rapidly. So things are looking really good. We had some really timely rains along the way too, so that's helped out too.
At MinDAC, Mike Metzger says planting is progressing.
Planting progress has come along really well. We had a great weekend and got about another 25,000 acres in. So we are up to about three quarters of the co-op in the ground and planted.
And Joe Hastings at American Crystal says progress is being made, but it is slow.
We're at about 20% planted in Red Moon Valley. We're looking at 55% of the Moorhead District that is planted right now. Hillsborough's behind at 16%. Crookston's at 6%. Eastside's at 9%. And Drayton, they had some progress earlier this week, a little bit better. They're at about 20% as well.
Water hemp is emerging, so that needs to be a priority.
Concern is to make sure if you're in water hemp country, and there's a lot of the valley that is right now, beginning some pre's or some pre-plant incorporate herbicides out, like ethylfumisate or dual magnum. Talk to your agriculturist about that. What's going to happen is we're going to plant, and that water hemp's already going to be there or pushing through, and we won't have enough time to come back and get a lay-by down to control that water hemp.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.